This is a self-hypnosis session on relaxation, impulsive eating, and mindfulness. So the first thing I'd like to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfortable position, allow your shoulders to relax and drop, allow your head to sink into the chair or bed, wherever you are, and allow yourself to feel heavy, relaxed. Throughout this session, you'll be aware of sounds around you. Don't try to block out the sounds or force anything. Just allow the sounds to flow freely without trying to control them. You'll find that you can take the messages and suggestions from this session that are most meaningful to you and disregard the rest. The first thing I'd like you to do is to roll your eyes upwards, looking up past your eyebrows to the top of your head. Then take a slow, deep breath in and hold it, and slowly close your eyes. Continuing to look upwards and holding your breath. Now allow your breath to release slowly all the way out, and as you do, allow your eyeballs to relax. And allow yourself to imagine your body floating right through the chair, with each breath deeper and easier. With every breath you take, gently in and out, you'll feel more deeply relaxed, more relaxed than you've felt in a long time. Imagine your body is floating somewhere safe and comfortable, in a bath, in a lake, a hot tub, or just floating in space, floating more easily with every breath you take. You may notice a gentle calmness and peace, sense of peacefulness and safety spreading throughout your entire body and mind. Paying attention only to the sound of my voice, any other sound you hear will be pleasantly in the background and there just to help you focus and become more comfortably relaxed. As you exhale and you continue to imagine yourself floating, imagine every exhalation you're blowing the tension out of your body, blowing it far, far away, never to return. Every breath in and out, you become more comfortably relaxed, floating easily and comfortably. Your conscious mind might be listening to my voice while your unconscious mind is very busy attending to important matters. While your conscious mind may not fully trust hypnosis, your unconscious mind is concerned with what is safe. Perhaps your conscious mind may be doubtful, but your unconscious mind can find security because it thinks in a broader scope. Your conscious mind may be cautious and take precautions, while your unconscious mind can often select the depth of the trance it decides is best for you, and your conscious mind often knows and watches, while your unconscious mind protects and guides you, as your conscious mind may hear my words, while your unconscious mind can allow you to deepen your trance, and does not hear and knows why your conscious mind wonders how to. Your unconscious mind already knows and discovers how. It may take you a minute or two, or may have already happened, to go to a depth of trance that is best for you. You control the depth of your trance, and your unconscious mind helps you attain this. You know how deep you need to go to benefit from this experience. As you rest comfortably, you may notice feelings and sensations in your body. For instance, you may become aware of the feelings in your feet, perhaps a heaviness or gentle tingling, or you may notice a pleasant sensation in your hands as they rest. As you continue listening to me, I'd like you to simply pay particular attention to your breathing. Pay particular attention to the sensation associated with every breath you take, imagining you're floating. And as you attend to the sensation of your breathing, you may notice the sensations are different when you breathe in as compared to when you breathe out. Just notice those feelings as you breathe in and fill your lungs. And notice the sense of release you may experience as you breathe out. As you allow more comfort to flow into your experience with every breath you take, and as you're able to imagine yourself floating in this safe, comfortable place, you allow your inhalation to become deeper, more comfortable, and your exhalation to become longer and more relaxing. You may have already noticed a difference in the sound of the breath as it comes in, as compared to when you breathe out. You may have already noticed the gentle rise of your chest as you breathe in, and fall as you breathe out, like gentle waves lapping against the shore. Every breath you take in and every breath you blow out allows you to become more deeply relaxed, calm in mind and body, and allows you go to an even deeper trance to be most beneficial to you. The gentle rise and fall of your chest may remind you of gentle waves of relaxation flowing easily throughout your body as you float comfortably, deeply relaxed in mind and body. Every breath in fills your body with oxygen, nourishing your cells, your muscles, and all your nerves, relaxing your body, relaxing your nerves, relaxing your mind. Every breath you take in relaxes all the large muscles in your body, allowing them to become longer, smoother, and deeply relaxed. You may have already noticed a gentle heaviness in your legs and your arms, a sense of peace throughout your entire body. You've now become so deeply relaxed and calm that your mind is more receptive to what I say. So much so that everything that I mention will sink deeply into the unconscious part of your mind and cause a deep and lasting impression that nothing will erase. Consequently, these things I mention to your unconscious mind will begin to exercise a greater and greater influence over the way you think, over the way you feel and over the way you behave, because there are things that you also feel strongly about and wish to change about the way you feel and the way you behave and the way you think. You wish to feel stronger in mind and body and more relaxed each and every day. These things I mention will remain firmly embedded in the unconscious part of your mind after you've left here. When you're no longer with me, they will continue to exercise the same great influence over your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions, just as strongly, just as powerfully when you're back home as when you're here with me in this room. Now in a moment, I'm going to slowly count from 1 to 5. And as I do, I'd like you to simply take 5 very deep breaths, one at a time. And as you let each breath out, I want you to simply notice how you sink down into a much more deeply relaxed hypnotic state. One, take a deep breath and let it out, letting yourself sink deeper and deeper, more relaxed. Two, take another very deep breath indeed. And let it go. Exhale more and more and more. Three, a very, very deep breath. Sinking deeper and deeper into comfort as you let it out. Four, another very, very deep breath. This time letting everything go but the comfort you feel throughout your entire body as you let it out. And five, a very, very deep breath indeed now. Letting it go, sinking down deeper, very, very deeply relaxed. Deeply, pleasantly relaxed. Completely calm and comfortable. Now in a moment, I'm going to ask you to take another very, very deep breath to fill your chest and your lungs, and I will ask you to hold it until I say the words, let go. And when I say let go, I want you to let that breath out as fast as you can. And as you do so, you'll feel yourself simply sagging limply back, and you'll become much, much more deeply relaxed and much, much deeper in a hypnotic trance. All right, take that very, very full, deep, deep breath and hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Okay, let it go, letting your whole body sink down, very limp, completely relaxed, continuing to sink deeper and deeper into comfort with every breath you take. Because of this treatment, and every time you practice this self-hypnosis, you will become much more deeply relaxed, more calm, more confident, more deeply hypnotized, and better able to manage any urge to eat foods that are high in calories, any foods unhealthy for you. You'll feel much better able to relax your mind and your body, to feel at peace and to be comfortable with yourself. You'll notice another interesting thing starting now. Whenever you eat, you will be able to eat slowly. You'll enjoy your food. You'll take your time. You'll think about what you're doing, and you'll relax. Whenever you eat, you'll be able to eat slowly. You'll enjoy your food. You'll take your time. You'll think about what you're doing, and you'll be able to relax. You'll also know that your brain will know when you are full and when it is time to push your plate away. You will give yourself permission to not finish what is on your plate when you feel full. You will be better at recognizing when you are full, as your stomach will send strong messages to your brain that say, you are full. You do not need to finish what is on your plate. You know the amount of food your body needs for nourishment. You are mature to decide for yourself. And you're better able to listen to the messages sent from your stomach to your brain telling you you are full. The same messages telling you, you don't need to finish what's on your plate. Whenever you feel full, you have the freedom to choose. You have the freedom to choose. You'll notice another interesting thing starting now. Any feelings that you want to eat high-calorie foods, such as chocolate, brownies, cookies, or chips, over the next few days and weeks will drop away. You will easily be able to remind yourself that these foods are bad for you. They are high in sugar. They cause discomfort. Instead, you will choose to feel comfortable after you eat. You will choose to sleep peacefully. You will choose to feel energetic after you eat. You will also choose to feel proud of yourself for the choices in the food you have chosen. You wish to feel in control, and you wish to feel you are choosing the foods you eat. You are determined to feel proud of the choices you make, and to know that you are free to choose the healthy foods that are good for you. You wish to enjoy yourself and feel happy with your food choices. In the meantime, whenever you think of high-calorie foods, such as chocolate, brownies, cookies, or chips, over the next few days and weeks, you'll hear me say stop very loudly. Stop. You'll hear it quite loud. And you'll hear it over and over again. You'll hear me say, stop, you are free to choose. You no longer need these high-calorie foods to make yourself feel good. You can deal with your feelings. You can relax your mind and body, and you don't need to feel overwhelmed by your feelings. You are free to choose healthy ways to reward yourself and healthy ways to take care of yourself. You no longer need these high-calorie foods to manage your feelings. You have the internal strength, determination, and power to take care of yourself in very healthy ways. You don't need to have these high-calorie foods. You are free now. You no longer have to think about them. You no longer have to pay attention to them. And you no longer need them. You no longer have to have them. You will hear me say stop, loud and strong in the back of your mind. You will hear me say stop over and over again in the back of your mind. And you'll be able to relax yourself. You will be able to distract yourself. And you will be able to make a good choice for you. After a while, it will be your own thoughts. It'll be your own voice saying stop. It'll be your own voice saying you are free now. It'll be your own thoughts, and it'll be you saying stop and saying you are free. You can relax. You are free. You no longer need these foods. You are free. You have handled very many stressful times in your life. Handled them with persistence and determination. Whenever you feel your feelings are overwhelming, you can relax yourself. You can problem solve. And you can work through it. Your feelings do not control you. You control your feelings. You are free. Whenever you feel overwhelmed or confused, relax yourself in mind and body through breathing, passive muscle relaxation, or self-hypnosis. Knowing you have the strength to solve these problems and to take action to solve the feelings. As you practice this self-hypnosis daily, you will enjoy the freedom of choosing the foods that are good for you. It will become easier and easier with every practice, and the benefits will last longer and longer. You know you can handle anything. You know you can relax your mind and body. You know you are free to choose. You are free. In a moment, when I count from 7 to 1, you will open your eyes, and you will feel very alert, without feeling tired, without feeling drowsy, and without feeling sleepy. You will feel much better for this deep and pleasant hypnotic experience. You will feel completely relaxed in mind and body, and both mentally and physically fitter. You will feel confident in yourself and the future. Now I'm going to count from 7 to 1. 7, you're feeling very rested, 6, you're feeling very calm. Five, you're feeling very peaceful. Four, you're feeling very relaxed. Three, you're feeling very confident and determined. Two, you're feeling very alert now, more aware of the room around you, able to move your eyes around your fingers and your toes. One, you can open your eyes whenever you're ready, feeling relaxed, refreshed, and a sense of well-being.